Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ibrestova bakasindere in lalamosim. Rashteboso kutuse lavrebe ketob rabakosita toshikitasa. Thank you, Lord. I see, it's like when you were a kid and they were picking people for the team. Remember when they did that? And they called you out and then you'd run over and stand by them. I see the Lord doing that with each one of you. But as you're called out, you're called out who you are with your anointings.
Yeah.
With your anointings. You're going to be called out. You're going to be called out. Now, I was watching you pray yesterday, and I heard the Lord say this, and I didn't want to put a dent in the service there, but when I saw you pray, the Lord said this to me. He said, she needs to see further. Tell her to begin looking further out spiritually. You're going to see way look down the road. Amen. Look down the road further. You know what I mean when I say that. You totally get that. That's what people with your gifting do. They see out into the future. And so I just declare, we pull that destiny out of you to go further, Bree, in Jesus' name. That you go further in that gifting in Jesus' name. John the Baptist anointing. You are a voice of one that cries in the wilderness, and you're pulling up those valleys, and you're bringing down those mountains, and you're laying out the tracks for this church, for this area, for your family. Thank you, Jesus. And then some other things are going to be added to that. They already are, but there's more. There's more. Thank you, Jesus. You're a secret keeper, and the Lord will show you things about people, and you'll know that you're just supposed to pray. And you won't even tell anyone. You'll just pray, and you'll speak the words that they need, that God needs released in the atmosphere, and you'll literally watch those people rise up to that in Jesus' name. That's so important. That's so important. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Where's Danny? Oh, Danny, what year were you born? Okay. Now, about you were born in 87 and I was. Yeah. Kim brought my baby forth for me. And she's hit her baby too. But isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That, see, God knew we would be together in this, the end of time. He knew it. He knew how it would all be played out. What year did we meet? 87?
87.
We all went together. Yeah. But we went. It was either 87 or 88 because we started going when, pretty close to when we moved out there with you. And we've never missed. And it was, and we went in 87. By 91, Deb and I were in the ministry. That's how fast you grow when you sit under the right people. Because you can hang around a bunch of religious stuff and stay a baby for 50 years. Or you can get into the Word. The Word and the deeper Word and the deeper Word. And you will grow up fast. I always tell people, you really want to, because people go, well, you know, I know you love Brother Copeland, but I love that, da, 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 da. And I just tell them, if you'll listen to Brother Copeland, you'll grow up fast. Because he doesn't fool around. Well, I know, but don't say it to me. That man changed my life. Him and Pastor John. Praise the Lord. You're right there, church. You're just about to see something you've never seen before. You came to the right place, the right city, the right state, and the right things are going to be handed over to you. And the days of preparation have never been wasted, but now comes the really good stuff. It's going to break forth. Look how proud you are. Look at this. Glory to God. God proud, Mama. God proud. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. I would love if my son was in my church. But at least he's in the church. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. We're going. Let's stand up and we'll see about if we can go out of here. You're so strategic. So strategic. Soul winner. Soul winner. Soul winner. Strategic. 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 I see a foot on the gas pedal. Going faster. Jesus' name. You are extremely strategic in the plan. Extremely. Favor is on you like favor is on Joseph, on David. It's the same favor on you. There's just some mild adjustments. But the thing about you is you're always willing to take them. You take the correction, you listen, and you move forward. But now the pace is picking up in Jesus' name. I see something funny. Have you ever been to a concert where, or seen it on, we'll say we saw it on TV. And so that people fall back and they carry someone. I see people doing that, but not like at the concert, people carrying you forward. You're just rushing forward with people just carrying you. What does that mean? Favor, 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 favor. 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 Thank you, Lord. Help me talk to the brothers. If y'all comprende inglés? Okay, so I see you drinking from a cup of favor. God is going to favor you. There's justice and there's success, and I see you putting something over here and starting something new. You're putting something over here and starting something new, and the favor of God is on you to start something new. You understand it? You speak English. Comprende? A little bit. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for this brother. Thank you, Lord. There's an anointing on your life. And God is moving you forward. It's time. Favor on your life as well. There's favor on his life as well.
Favor.
¿Cómo se dice favor, señor? Huh? Favor, favor, favor. Much favor. I see you being able to move forward easily. You move forward easily in the plan of God. And right now, God has a financial miracle for you. See? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's kind of like you got in before a certain door closed. But you're in, but you're not in the back. You're moving right up to the front. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I see you've worked, and it's kind of like almost like you pulled the plow. You pulled the plow. But not in these days. You got a fast tractor running. A fast tractor running on a fast track. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. You know, I learned something a long time ago. You're like, well, sometimes the words seem silly that people give, but I was just listening to Robin. And he said the same thing. He said, you know, we'll say things that sound silly, but you don't know who's listening and how that hits their perception. You know, he was saying that he said spaghetti and meatballs. And he's like, oh, spaghetti and meatballs. And someone texted in. And at that moment, they were eating spaghetti and meatballs. And they knew that God was calling them out. It's that simple. It doesn't have to be. It's where people come from. It doesn't have to be these and thous, and it just needs to be like the day I told that guy the word gravy. And everybody laughed, and I was like, oh Lord, I'm gonna look like a fool on just telling somebody gravy. But we found out that was the way the company he worked for said when it was an easy job. And his whole life broke open. He did get an easier job. He did go to the top. And when his mother saw the prophetic word to come to pass, she got saved. God did it. God did it. God do it. Strategic. It's strategic. Every person on your property has to be strategic. Every one of them. I call anyone who's not supposed to be on that property off. And they go about their business in Jesus' name. We don't wish them any harm, but we declare they move on to their spot in Jesus' name. Because God is pointing this mission straight as an arrow. And it will go God's way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jordan. Thank you 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 for Preacher Jordan. Thank you that he prophesies. Thank you that he preaches. Thank you that he pastors the people. Thank you for Pastor Jordan. 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 Give it to him, Lord. Bring it out. Bring that destiny out. In Jesus' name, bring it out. Help him to perceive who he is. In Jesus' name. I gotta go back here and get this lady a word. Thank you, Jesus. Are y'all okay? Say, oh, we like the prophecies. Glory to God. So God is really on your side. There's some things that he's really on your side about. And you're this person, it's like you just have your neck stuck out wanting to know about God. You want to know what he'll do. You want to know how he is to you. You want to know how you are with him. And he says you are his friend. And a friend knows secrets. And you are going to be pushed forward by the power and anointing of God like you've never seen in your life. And all the people that know you are going to see God in a brand new way when they see everything that you are going to do with Father. Pick up that voice and move it forward. 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 The Lord picks it up and moves it forward. The Lord moves it forward. The Lord moves it forward. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. You're about to do some little dances. You're about to do some dances because of what all God is going to do. You pray for people. You pray fervently for people. And you're going to see your desire for people come to pass, particularly in your family. You're going to see it. You have a legacy, and you're putting it forth even now. And destiny, the destiny for your family is being called up right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you for it, Lord.